schools are closed, but in many districts, free meals are still available to children. Selenia Cola, a second grader at Lincoln Elementary School in Springfield, came bounding down the front steps of the school Thursday at noon, carrying her favorite lunch in a brown bag.
Sandwich like I always do.
What kind of sandwich?
Turkey.
While the 300 students who normally attend the school in Springfield's North End are home for at least the next couple of weeks, they can still stop by between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. each weekday to get a free lunch as well as breakfast for the next morning. Adriana Torres, Selenia's mom, praised the schools for providing the grab-and-go meals.
You know, it's a really good thing that they're doing for our children in the community.
Meals are being distributed at 14 of Springfield's 40 school buildings. After a slow start, the number of meals given out has increased each day, according to school officials. To further participation, Springfield, at midweek, received an exemption to a rule that required a student to be physically present for an adult to pick up a meal. Now, a parent or guardian can pick up as many meals as they have school-aged children at home. Extra food is provided on Fridays to last through the weekend. Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said the city's schools play a key role in addressing food insecurity.
I just think it's so needed. You know, we feed 30,000 kids a day, and the poverty rate in Springfield is one of the highest in the Commonwealth. There's so many families in need, so we want to make sure we're meeting those needs.
The coronavirus relief bill enacted this week in Washington included additional funding for school nutrition programs, according to Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal. The Democrat, who chairs the Ways and Means Committee, said there is also a provision that waives certain eligibility rules so that more schools can give out free meals, as high-poverty districts like Springfield are doing.
So we're trying, I think, to demonstrate some stability in this time of great turmoil and understand that food security and nutrition for the youngest and the most vulnerable is part of the mission statement we develop. And as we go forward...
Alejandro Colon, who has five daughters at home, said his children are not treating their time out of school as a vacation.
They're still reading books. They got some paperwork that school send them. We print them out, and they doing it in the house.
The Springfield School Department expects to announce new curriculum packages next week for remote learning. All Massachusetts K-12 schools are closed until at least April 6th. Boston and some other districts have announced longer shutdowns. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.